Tuesday morning, 100.7 WHUD. Good morning. It's 8:48.
All right, so let's get to know new singer-songwriter John Splitoff. How you doing there, John?
I'm fantastic.
I know, because I hear that song every day, and it gets in my head, and I can't get rid of it. It's wonderful.
That's what it's supposed to do. It was made for that reason.
Tell us about your career. Now, you started out in Chicago. I was reading about you on your website, and you just went to New York without a plan, you said.
I went to New York without a plan. I finished up college at the University of Miami, and I went back home to Chicago to work on some songs. You know, I figure I have a couple songs, you know, recorded before I moved to New York. And I kind of went there without a plan and lived on my best friend's couch for like 3 or 4 months.
You're making this up.
No, he didn't kick me out. He was my roommate in college, so we were used to living together. I just crashed on his couch, and everyone was like, wow, you're like really still on the couch.
Well, what was your big break?
Finding an apartment. And moving in and out of the couch. And then I put out two singles, and the second one was Sing to You. Both songs I put out got like a favorable response from people I knew, family, friends, and, you know, fans.
They're never going to tell you the truth anyway.
Right. They're very nice to say they liked it. With Sing to You, I noticed that, you know, after a couple months, it got to like a million plays, and I was like, well, that's cool. And then it got on a bunch of playlists. Someone at Spotify liked it, put it on playlists, and that really gave me like a listener foundation, and it grew a lot from there. Sing to You really made people just interested in what else I got to say, what other music I got coming out, so it's been really cool.
And then, of course, WHUD added it to our playlist
on
the radio.
That's the big break. That was the biggest break.
Exactly.
You guys hooked it up. You guys have been hooking it up.
What went into that song?
I remember coming up with the guitar riff. Actually, I was back in Chicago for Thanksgiving, and I was waiting for dinner to start, and my brother came downstairs while I was playing guitar. He's like, what is that? And I was playing the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I was like, I don't know. He's like, you gotta write something over that. And so for the next 3 or 4 months, I just was walking around New York just...
You weren't arrested, by the way.
My friend was like, dude, you got to start writing some lyrics because, like, you are just singing that and it's driving me insane. And so it took a while to actually write lyrics to it, but once I did, I was like, okay, this song makes me feel good. And I hope it makes other people feel good. Hey, everybody, this is John Splitoff, and you're listening to Mike and Casey at WHUD.
And let me whisper to you, and I say you.